She said, aren't you glad the rain is finally gone? Then I heard the words for this song. She didn't understand what she was saying, but something deep inside of her must have heard me praying. 'Cause it's been raining since October 17th. I don't know if you know what I mean.
This is the Missing People Podcast. Hello, I'm Steve Branham. Welcome to the conversation between my co-host Kelly Jolkowski, president and founder of Project Jason, and Janelle Rapp, founder of GINA for Missing Persons, a nonprofit project of the National Heritage Foundation. And now let's get back to their conversation.
And speaking of our cause and how things are for families of the missing, what they have to deal with, how they have to fight, and some of them maybe aren't equipped to fight because of the emotional aspect of dealing with this. What are some things that you see as a whole in the missing person cause that you would like to see change, that are possible to change, and how would you go about that?
Well, you know, like you say, some people are not, you know, either in a place in their life to handle this. I mean, this is an impossible situation almost to handle. It is so devastating to the family. So this would devastate any family, the situation. However, some people, you know, maybe they're having a financial hardship when it happens or any other number of things, and there is just, they have barely, you know, any resources that they can call upon to help them through this financially or any other way, emotionally, psychologically. I think if there were funds to help some of the families when they're in a situation to even help them pay their utility bills or their phone bill, I think therapists donating their time, psychologists, you know, the people just need somebody to talk to. And I think really leads on to the police departments, kind of what I was talking about earlier, of getting the resources to the police departments so that they can give them to the families of the missing, because there are a lot of resources out there that they're not aware of that they can get to right away and get help right away.
Weren't you shocked when you first started researching missing people on the internet? I'm sure that you probably were like me in that respect, that when you got over the initial shock, you started to do research, correct?
Yes. Yes. I was shocked about a lot of things. I was shocked about that there are so many missing people that I haven't heard of, because I thought I'd heard of them all. There are just so many holes and so many ways that there is not help readily available, because to me, when one of us is lost, it makes a hole in everybody. It makes a hole in the whole of society. And, you know, there's just not a system there to, you know, flood the area with flyers or you know, news or whatever. And some family members really don't know how to make that call to their police department, or don't feel comfortable with it, and they really don't know how to make that call to their local press. And so that's a huge hole for these people in this situation.
So what do you feel that could be done to plug the holes? Are there some things that you're working on in the future that could help start alleviating these areas of concern?
Well, one thing is, you know, what you're doing and what I'm doing and what many other groups are doing is pushing the awareness out there so that the public at large knows that there are more missing people than they're hearing about. That's one thing. If people know more about our groups and what we do, then if that situation ever happens to them, they'll know right away what resources are available.
What are some future activity that you have in mind to plug holes? And in some respects, when I talk about or ask those questions, can point to legislation, but it can also point to programs and other means of awareness.
Right. Well, I think educating the public is crucial to the plight of missing people, to, you know, the fact that there are so many missing people and that there are numerous organizations out there in the United States that are there, that are waiting to help when the situation happens to them. The thing that I talk about to people a lot is when you know, people call me or people come up to me after a concert, they say, it's so sad. This subject is so sad. I hate it when I see another missing person on television. And I always tell them, this is great that you are seeing this missing person, that you're seeing more missing people than you used to see, because you are becoming more aware of that person. That person has a chance to be found. And if it was your missing loved one, you would want that. You would want the attention right away. So even though it's sad to hear, it is the only way that we can find these people. And it shows that, Kelly, you and I, and those of us that work on this, we're making progress because we are hearing more and more about this. And it's not necessarily because there are more missing people. It's because the public is more aware and the media is paying attention, and they are getting the word out there for us.
I would agree. In fact, I believe that I've had some reporters ask me that same question and say, are there more missing people, or are there more people working behind the scenes to get the cases publicized and there's more public awareness? So I would fully concur with that. For anyone who may be listening who is a musician, what message do you have for the musician, someone that's listening and they're asking themselves, why should I be involved? Can I really help? What would your message to musicians be?
Well, first of all, it's very simple to be involved. When you do a GINA concert or if you're part of the Squeaky Wheel Tour, do your event just like you normally do. You don't donate any of your money to GINA. You simply, at your event, you talk about what it is, and you ask people to take a flyer on their way out, or a CD or a DVD, whatever we have available at that time. You may be asked to talk to the local press about your missing person. But it's very simple to get involved. And secondly, it is going to make you feel so amazing when your missing person is found, because the artist that this has happened to, I can't tell you the difference it has made in them and how their lives have changed, and the artist's lives changed just from this simple act of asking people to take a flyer. It gives
and
their music more meaning.
If musicians would want to have some involvement in the webcast, how would that work?
They would need to call us at 877-411-GINA. We schedule a couple of months in advance. And most of our musicians that have performed have been have done numerous GINA concerts prior to the webcast, or have been with the Squeaky Wheel Tour, or we know them very well. We don't really have an auditioning process, but we already know their music by the time they're asked to be on a webcast.
Would they need to be in your local area then?
At this point, yes. We do some traveling with our webcast, as you know, Kelly. But in general, they need to be in Southern California, or if they're touring in Southern California, they can let us know ahead of time.
Okay.
You know, there are things that you can do as an individual. Sometimes when you hear about a tragedy like this, you think, oh, what can I do? I don't have any skills, or, you know, I'm just not capable. But there, you know, you can simply get on my website or Kelly's website, and you can actually print out a flyer and or you can print out 20 flyers and post it. It could be a local missing person or a person that you just feel an affinity to, and you feel like, well, I want to help find this person. You can give truck drivers flyers to pass out. You can watch our webcast. You can go to one of local GINA concerts and participate. There are just so many things that you can do to help that don't take a lot of effort or skill, and so anyone can do them. But of course, if you're skilled, you're welcome to help as well. But you know, we can all do something to make a difference.
If someone is listening and they're interested more in the pass around CDs that you mentioned a couple times, especially bringing about miracles with those, do you have something on your website that that persons can purchase or acquire as far as the CD goes?
They can go to 411gina.org and they can email us and inquire with us about, you know, if they're going to have an event or they want a certain number of CDs or DVDs. They are giveaway CDs, but if we're going to mail a number of them anywhere, we would need some help with the postage.
Okay, that makes sense.
The CD and the DVDs include anywhere from 10 to 13 artists. The artists are all different kinds of music. The artists are independent artists that have donated their time and their music just for this cause. There are anywhere from 9 to 13 different missing people on each of the CDs or DVDs. And the information on there about the missing people would be pretty much what would be on their flyer, their height, their weight, where they disappeared from, their birth date, some circumstances of disappearance. And that way, as it gets passed around, from city to city to city, you know, somehow, you know, people are found. And a really cool story about one of our CDs, our very first year, the one that Kelly and I had talked about earlier, when we had 13 missing people on it and her son Jason was included, we had a Squeaky Wheel Tour artist in Dallas, and he went to a coffee house after his event, and he was buying his coffee, and the girl behind the counter just struck up a conversation with him, and he said, yeah, I just did this thing called the Squeaky Wheel Tour. I did a couple of events with Gina for Missing Persons. She said, I know Gina. And she started telling a story about how 5 years earlier, she went to a concert in Texas, and Susan Gibson, one of our first artists, Susan Gibson actually wrote Wide Open Spaces for the Dixie Chicks, but Susan Gibson was there, and she had the giveaway CDs, and she gave this girl a CD, and she remembered Gina and the Missing 5 years later.
Wow.
And I just thought, wow, you know, we had 200 artists all around the world, and, you know, that first year we only had 13 concerts, and we gave away 1,000 CDs, and this girl happened to meet up with this one artist. And that just proves to me that we can find people by passing a CD from person to person to person or a flyer or whatever we might be doing. It's the small acts that make a big difference. Gina has been at the Grammys twice now because they have generously allowed us to be in their program to get more attention. Because my original goal was to have major artists doing Gina concerts so we could get major attention for missing people. And that still is my goal, my ultimate goal, so that, you know, at some point we could, you know, there's a missing child in, you know, Minneapolis, and we can call and we know Prince is performing, and we could say, Prince, can you pass out these flyers and ask the people at your event to please post them? And I think if Prince asks them to post the flyer, they're probably going to post it. And so, you know, the Grammys have generously allowed us to be in their program twice. I believe we're going to be in their program tonight, too. I have not heard the final word on that, but I believe we will be. And so I think that's a pretty big deal that they've helped us out in that way.
Excellent. That's great.
Ken Rose of, I'm trying to think of what his company name, he does all of the printing and the artwork for the Grammys, and he is the one that is directly responsible. He also is directly responsible for helping John Walsh to raise his first million to get the National Center started. So that's why he took a liking to us, because he already had a heart for the miss through knowing John Walsh.
You have a core group of people, the musicians who work with you and that the couple, and I can't remember their name, who do the website. And you kind of have that core group that generally does the webcast with you. Do you want to mention any of that core group of artists?
Sure. There's Carrie Colvin and Granger Helvey. Carrie Colvin does all of our website, anything to do with design or adding or, you know, putting found up or whatever. That's Carrie Colvin. She's with Raspberry Sun Music. And Yvonne Perea, a longtime guitar player of mine, she's also a singer-songwriter. She has been there from the beginning for Gina. Susan Gibson, a couple of guys from USC who are film students who do a lot of our filming for us, volunteer. They're both seniors this year. It's David and David Ocean and Bradford. And we have Michelle Fox, who is behind the scenes doing a lot of organizational things and making sure that the webcast goes smoothly. We have a girl from Nebraska that volunteers when we're in the Midwest. Her name is Christy Higgins. She has a company that she works for called Shramix Video in Lincoln, Nebraska, and she's always there for us in the Midwest when we travel. Jeff Casey produces all of our webcasts, and I'm trying to think of who else. Peter Finlayson, he's assistant to the producer, and whatever falls through the cracks, Peter catches and makes it all better. So I think that covers everybody.
Janelle, thank you for being with us today. We're pleased to have you share with us your story and what you've accomplished in your sister's name. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you, Kelly.
This concludes the final section of their conversation. You've been listening to the Missing People Podcast, copyright 2007, all rights reserved jointly by the Missing People Podcast and Project Jason. For more information about Project Jason, please go to www.projectjason.org. For information about Gina for Missing Persons, go to www.411gina.org. That's 411gina.org. Original music was created and performed by Janelle Rapp. For my co-host, Kelly Jolkowski of Project Jason, this is Steve Branham with the Missing People Podcast. Thank you.
She said, "Aren't you glad the rain is finally gone?" Then I heard the words for this song. She didn't understand what she was saying, but something deep inside of her must have heard me praying. 'Cause it's been raining since October 17th. I don't know if you know.